Elvis do Elvis action. Here we go on Elvis D-Day. Rob, why don't you just get this guy on the telephone?
You got it.
The deal is he's got a website, ElvisWanted.com.
Right.
The guy has offered up $3 million to be paid.
Serious money.
When Elvis Presley is found alive, he's the host of a new film called The Truth About Elvis.
Oh, thank God.
Scheduled for release in August of next year.
You know who's mentioned on his website?
Who?
The late Major Bill Smith.
Oh, hallelujah. Now we're getting $3 million, man. Time to collect.
Hey! How much is that for each of us, brother?
That's $1,000,005. I can do the math in my head, Jack. I mean, son, I just said, well, ouch! I cut my fingernail on the door, man. Oh, we better land this chopper.
Somebody give me Richard Simmons on the phone and tell him I want $1.5 million worth of failings.
Man, they are so good. Man, what do we got to land here for and do this interview? I want to go to Denver and get the fool's gold loaf, man.
We're going to be talking to Adam Muskiewicz.
Muskiewicz, man.
An obvious Jew.
Hey.
That'll be a Mel Gibson reference.
Yes. How great thou art. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Adam, this is Elvis Aaron.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear us,
Adam,
man?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you right now. I'm going outside to try to get reception.
This is Elvis Aaron Presley right here.
What's happening, Elvis? There you are.
Yeah, this is EAP.
This is my brother EAP. We're over here. We would like to know, how do you plan to pay us the $3 million?
Where do we get our money?
Well, when you guys show me your bill from the IRS, then you get your kick.
Oh, man, I don't handle any of that.
My bill from the IRS, Jackson.
I thought you did that, EAP. I thought you handled all the finances.
I don't pay taxes, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm Elvis Presley. What do I need to pay taxes for?
What bill do you need to see, Jack?
Come on, Adam, be specific.
Well, we've got the $3 million reward trying to find you or EAP, whoever comes out first.
Right, man.
And the one way we can unequivocally know for sure that it's you is if the IRS agrees that it's you.
Well, you can find out it's me. How about you come down here and put your face right in between my big old butt cheeks and see what you like.
Oh, man.
I'll give you a big Elvis fart.
I'll let them smell my feet. You know, I had a terrible problem. You might know this, Adam. I had a terrible problem with foot odor during my career.
Do you know what my mother's name was?
You know what's escaping me right now?
My mother's name is Gladys. Let me see if I can channel her right now. Mama.
I'm here, honey buddy. I'm standing by. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Gladys Presley, Elvis's mother.
This man is
people have said I sound strangely like Walter Matthau.
This man is a carny, Mama. What he's trying to do is get me to come back for $3
million. $3
million?
Wow, you, your father Vernon and I could live very well on that.
Mommy, you must know that these days $3 million is what some piece of ass shortstop for the Kansas City Royals gets paid, Mama.
It doesn't matter. We're living in a little hut in Tupelo.
We need to get Gladys a glass of water, I think.
Here we go. I'm going to take a sip right now.
I love you, Mama. Tell me something, Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Adam, on this ElvisWanted.com website, have you gotten any serious responses, or are most people taking you like we are?
We've got people that they have some evidence, and they're a little hesitant to come out with this.
I have some evidence in my underpants. Perhaps you would like to check on that.
Adam, would you tell us, excuse me? I've got to go now.
Bye, Mama.
See you later.
Where's my brother?
Where's
my retarded brother?
I have a question for Adam.
Yes.
Adam, tell us everything you know about Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith?
Major Bill Smith, yes. If you're a true Elvis hunter, you should know the name of Major Bill Smith.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard...
Well, hello!
But not off the top of my head. I don't know him right now.
That was another good prompt from our producer, Kong. Who told us to make sure we ask you about that while you were on the air.
He's on the website, right, Jack?
Yeah, he is.
He said he's on the website. So how's it going? How goes the hunt, Adam?
It's going good. Once we announce the reward, we've got a lot of good publicity. A lot of people are checking out the website, and hopefully they're going to help us with some more leads.
So what are you really trying to do with this website? Are you trying to, like, move Viagra? Are you trying to move...
What's the product you're selling, man? Everybody's selling something. What's going on?
Like DVDs?
The object of the reward is to engage the public in the investigation. I've pretty much done all I can in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So we figure we put some money out there, and some other people will try to jump in and help.
I'll tell you what you are, man. I believe that you're what friends of mine would call... a con artist, man.
Well, let's give him a break. Let's find out if he's have. How close have you come to finding us?
Scum, Jackson.
Have you found us? Have you come close to finding us,
Nobody
man?
Nobody knows we're dead.
I've come close to proving that you're not dead. That's about it.
Well, tell us all about that, Adam.
I'm sorry?
Tell us how you did that, man.
How'd you prove we're alive?
I've got DNA from the living Elvis from 1975 that does not match the tissue samples taken from the autopsy.
I've got DNA. I don't have DNA, I have BMA.
I don't want to see your sample again, Jack. So do you believe, with your heart of hearts, Adam, that the king of rock and roll is indeed alive?
Are we?
My personal belief is just sways with every different interview that I do. Today I interviewed a guy that worked at the funeral home in Memphis and took care of Elvis's body. He talked about Vernon's emotional outpour.
My daddy.
That he witnessed. And when you hear a guy like that talk, you think for sure that Elvis is dead. It's sad. It's sad to hear anytime somebody dies.
It's sad to hear that I have passed. 29 years ago.
29 years. Next year will be the big, big year. Adam, I've been told that you are in Memphis now. Are you in Memphis now?
I'm in Memphis right now, yep.
How's the weather, Jack?
Oh, it's nice. I thought it'd be more humid, but
you know,
it's
I would
fine.
Like to do, I would like to go down to the Peabody Hotel with my BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
And I would shoot those goddamn ducks that make the...
Man, what makes such a big deal?
...through the lobby every day at 4 p.m.
That's a stupid exercise, Jack. They got these ducks, man, that come down from the top floor, and then they walk into the fountain. Let's go shoot them, eh?
Adam, I want to tell you something. I was down there, I remember this one time, with my good friend. His name is Mike. And I never knew that he had homosexual tendencies until he said to me, we were staying at the Peabody Hotel... And he said, he knocked on my door, and he said, you must accompany me down to the lobby so we can have a drink and watch the ducks walk through the lobby. And I said, what is next? Your mouth on a part of my body? Yet I went downstairs with this good friend. His name is Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara was fascinated with the ducks.
He said to me...
Because he hated Memphis more than any other town in the world.
He said, I hate this town, but... I love the fact that these ducks walk through the hotel. And I felt exactly the opposite. I loved Memphis,
right.
But I hated the ducks walking through the hotel.
Yeah, you know, Mike told me that the ducks were the only good thing about Memphis. He used to love the ducks until he found B.B. King's, and then he had a fine night there also.
I remember Don telling me he enjoyed everything about Memphis except the ducks.
Yeah. Except the Peabody Ducks. Not like the Peabody Hotel as much as Mike did, though.
Hated the dog.
They had good eats. Good chow.
And good drinks.
Very good drinks. I ate 3 ducks when I was at the Peabody Hotel. Man, they were fresh. You ever been to the Peabody, Adam?
Yes, I have.
Where are you staying now, man? You don't have to say that. You're on the radio.
Sorry.
That movie was also The Firm with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, man, they got the
Ducks Peabody Hotel is in that movie as well.
I tell you what I wanted to do. I know what Dom wanted to do. He wanted to see those ducks in the fountain. All those little kids around, they grab one by the neck and twist it around,
with
man.
With its goddamn tongue out by the roots.
How you doing, Adam?
I'm good, thank you.
Our guest today is Adam. He's been looking for us. Now you found us.
We would like to know, are you going to pay by check or cash?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to pay us by check or cash, Jack?
I would like to be paid in pesos.
Well, man, what do you want to do that for, Jack?
As you know, I am moving to Casa de Presley.
Casa de Presley in Baja. Vaya con Dios, my brother. I would like to be paid in a Rite Aid gift card. $3 million of sundries. Man, I can buy a lot of Phenomint gum.
I don't know if those can hold all that in Casa de Presley.
Casa de Presley in Mexico.
Because what I like about Mexico is
that great that
all of the pills that are not prescribed by doctors, I simply go to little pharmacies and I can buy them. It's a magical land.
That's right, Jack.
The land of pills.
Land of pills for without doctors. No doctor to get in the way, Jack. No doctor to have to go through. You can get any pill you want. You can get all the Demerol you need, baby. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I recently purchased a giant box of Mexican boner pills.
Oh, yes, Viagroso.
I felt that I needed that, and my brother needed that.
Viagrito.
You know who was it?
You're going to get in trouble if you go down to Mexico with...
Mama, they are the least of the things that I am getting. And
you're going to die down there? This is Gladys Presley.
Mama, I need my boner pills. I'm 71, Mama.
I don't care. I must be dirt if you're 71.
Our guest has been Adam Muskiewicz.
Adam, did you enjoy your time on the show?
Oh, I love it. I want to tune in tomorrow. But you guys are fabulous.
ElvisWanted.com is his website, as I mentioned.
It will fascinate you.
He's a putz. He's some kind of shyster, as far as I can tell. He's a con artist.
And he has not paid us our $3 million like we requested.
A man who could be on the New York City street playing three-card Monte right now. It's almost shell game.
We would like that check back to us overnight. Can you do that, Adam?
You guys, I got to see...
Boner pills!
Somewhere I'd like him to stand up.
Hold on, I'm playing a tape of myself. I'm actually meant to be playing. Oh, the sound of a helicopter taking off.
Time to go. Can I come on the helicopter with you?
Mama, we only have room for three.
I'm sorry, Mama, you must have to stay.
F you! F you, boys!
I love you, Mama. Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, Mama.
Hey!
See you later, Adam.
God damn it, I'm hungry. Brother, I'm hungry.
I'll stay here with Cosby. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama. Brother, why do you treat her so poorly?
Ma'am, because she makes me angry.
Can I tell you something about her, Mama?
She's telling me what to do and what not to do, and she will not wash my rancid socks.
She is a great lay. Oh.
Man, you stopped my heart for a second.
Great lay.
How controversial that would have been. But it's not true, perhaps.
You know I wanted it.
I know you did.
Don't we have something about Elvis's inbreeding cousins somewhere here?
Yeah, he has like cousins that are like double second cousins. And remember, Elvis, when your mother died, you carried her nightgown around for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's right, I did.
A little too close.
I mean, so did you.
The smell of home, Jack.
It's the smell of my mama.
Man, in this day and age, you can't even carry your mama's nightgown around for a week.
Hey, Mama. Can you hear me, Mama?
I'm over here. I thought I left you behind.
Where are your big, gigantic underpants?
Here they are. I had them out of the clothesline. Here they are. You take them inside, snip away, son.
God, you turned me on, Gladys.
Thank you, my little baby boy. I appreciate it.
A little too close.
Grumpy old man.
It's time for suppositories.
You two are an odd couple.